Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to my Blog Talk listeners. We want to thank you tonight for joining us at My Sister, My Friend. It is such a blessing to have you to join us. This program is designed to inform, encourage, uplift, undergird all women of all ages, cultures, and nationalities. Education, business women, housewives, students, singles, married, and believers in God. Tonight we have a dynamic show. We are going to introduce some new ministries to you tonight. We hope that you will enjoy us and call us and talk with us tonight to our guest tonight. First of all, we have Sister Catrice Tatum. She is a I'll let her tell you about herself. Catrice, go ahead and say hello to our listening audiences, please.
Hi, I'm Catrice Tatum, and I am currently, first of all, let me thank LaShondra Lewis for inviting me on the show. I appreciate you for this. I am Catrice Tatum again, and I'm a part of OG Ministries, which OG Ministries is a ministry where I manage a gospel rap artist. And what God has called him to do is to go out and minister to not only the young but the old in gospel rap. I can tell you now, I didn't like rap, but I just honor God for allowing me to see something in him, and God allowed us to form a union, and we're running forward doing what God has called us to do. And that ministry is taking us on a journey to saving souls through song. So I honor God for that. Carl O.G. Williams, he's here with me on tonight. Also, I have Minister Jarita McKinney, good friend of mine for the last couple of years. She's with Ladies on Fire for Christ. Minister Jarita McKinney, are you out there in the audience tonight?
I am here. Hello.
Hey, all right, good. Good to hear from you tonight. Glad you're here. What I'm going to talk about first is OG Ministries. And again, I have Carl O.G. Williams with me on tonight. And I'm just going to allow him to share what God has given him and how he ministers to the people that God has called him to minister to. And right now I'm introducing to you Carl O.G. Williams.
Giving our praise to God. How you ladies doing tonight?
We're fantastic. And yourself?
I'm blessed by the best.
All right. We know who that is, right?
Amen, amen. Well, first
amen.
Of all, my name is Carl O.G. Williams. You know, the O.G. is from Original Gangster, but it all stands now for only God.
All right.
The reason I kept it, y'all, is because I just wanted to know people, let people know, you know, that how deep God can come in and save somebody. You know, I'm from a bad neighborhood, and I go by the name of OG, you know, but you know, I let people know that the real OG, he ain't scared of nobody, so, you know, that's why I kept my name. Let them know that, man, God is in the saving business. He'll come in the worst neighborhood in the world and save a soul, you know, so that's my testimony as far as my name is concerned.
Now, Carl, if I could get you just to tell us a little bit of your testimony as far as the, where God brought you from and why are you doing gospel rap? Why did you do gospel rap? Can you let us know?
Well, me being an ex-gang member, you know, been to prison, done did just everything preach, but give God a chance, you know. So one day God just came to me, and you know, my friend got murdered. Some guys had shot up my car and murdered my friend, to make a long story short. And that was God telling me, you know, hey man, you know, I ain't gonna keep saving you now. I told you to come on over here and be with me, and you know, and I'm gonna make you who you wanna be. And that's what I did, and now my goal is to save kids you know, that are heading in that direction like myself, you know, and try to detour them before they get there, you know, and try to, you know, program their minds to focus on going to Penn State instead of State Penn, you know. So that's pretty much what this ministry is about, you know. It's about saving the kids, you know, and, you know, all the youths that are headed. You know, during the summertime, I try to give them, you know, we're creating a program to give them activities to do, you know, because, you know, during the summertime, Idle Mind the Devil Workshop, and that's when most of these kids learn how to sell dope, they learn how to steal, you know, because there's nothing else for them to do in the inner city, you know, nothing, no community centers, no learning centers, no nothing but drug dealers and stuff like that. So I try to give them an alternate path, you know, show them just more to life than just being a drug dealer. You know, and the main thing I still in that you can't do nothing without God.
Amen. Thank you. That's amazing. Carl, where are you from?
I'm from Joppa.
Anybody know where Joppa is?
Yeah. The first Freedman's town. That's where my church is. The Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church is in Joppa. Pastor
Amen.
Michael Morgan, Sr.
Mr. OG.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are your kids at? Where are the kids that you're talking about? Where are they located?
Well, they're in the community. The kids are...
What community? I mean, is there any specific community that you're targeting with your program?
Yes, you know, it's just starting, so I'm going to target my own community first because my community is in poverty, you know, and yes, I'm going to start with a cleanup crew. Yes, ma'am, we're going to start cleaning up these streets and stuff, getting all these broken bottles and stuff.
Mr. OG, do you have about 25 kids?
Yes, ma'am, I can accumulate that many. Right now, it's probably about 15, but I can accumulate 25.
Well, we have a facility in Duncanville, a church, my church that I attend.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ms. Lewis and I are interested in setting up, well, we have set it up, she's the director of it, a mentoring program, and we have computers and we have access to some other things. We'd be interested in finding a way to transport your kids out to Duncanville, and we can work it, and you can work with Ms. Lewis, and maybe we perhaps can bring them a little bit out and help open up those doors with you.
Wow, but God. But yes, ma'am. So you want to give me the information? You want to give me the information, and you know,
Shonda, would you give him your number so we can get going?
We can do that. We will at the end of the show. I will give Catrice, and we'll make that happen.
Oh man, God bless you for that, ma'am. God bless you. These kids are gonna really be happy for that. Thank you.
Well, we were looking for the children because in Duncanville they have some of those facilities already. Well, we know that in other communities those children don't have those opportunities, and God has provided us with the means to help them go into computers and to improve their reading, and we've also got the church to give us some land so we can do some gardening activities, and it's a very nice community, and the church would take the kids under their wings. So I think it would be an opportunity for the church as well as the children. So we look forward to meeting with you.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm really honored. Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much. If we could, I know we just kind of started the program, but... he does have a website. If you want to go on the website and send an email or make a comment or something like that, we do travel to churches and events and all kinds of things. And the website address is http://ogministries81, and it's long, 81.wix.com /OG Ministries. Again, that's http://OGMinistries81.wix.com/OG Ministries. And he'll be happy to come out. We'll make arrangements. He'll come out and visit or whatever it is that you guys are looking for. And what I'll do now, if it's okay with our host, is give you a little sample of one of his songs. Would that be okay?
That is fine. Go right ahead.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and play for you real quick. About three. It's only 3 minutes. It's Ain't Nobody Mad But the Devil.
Sounds good.
I would never judge a man because God said don't. So you can backstab and criticize me all you want. But it's a real thin line between heaven and hell. We fall short of the glory, but don't nobody want to fail. But pressure busts a pipe when things ain't right. That's why I walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight. I ain't got time to complain. I'd rather thank him for my life because there's a whole lot of people that didn't make it last night. So to God be the glory as I continue to fight. And listen, that's the Christian saying church folk ain't right. But you go to work and clock in where well, folk ain't right. Restaurants with your good friends where well, folk ain't right. You at the bank getting them dividends where well, folk ain't right. But overlook the sacrifice that was made by Christ. So have mercy on them, Lord, for this I pray. Now what would you do if God wanted to act that way? I ain't giving no blessings and I ain't forgiving no sins. You say you need mercy and get it the best way that you can. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And when the time got hard, I was your only friend and you don't know me. You know I can just hear God saying, I sent my only begotten son to die and you don't know me. You go to church every Sunday, won't even speak to your own church members. You don't know me. You know all you preachers out there that's mad with these girlfriends on the side, God saying, you don't know me. So I hope that there's nobody on this radio station make it to heaven and God say, you don't know me.
Okay, y'all. Wow. And I apologize. That was not Ain't Nobody Mad But the Devil. And I thank God for him being here. That was his new single that he is coming out. And that was live. I'm sorry. That was live. My God.
Right.
That was You Don't Know Me by Carl O.G. Williams.
All right.
That was wonderful. I believe that would touch those young people and get them to thinking about who they need to know. What you think? That's
my
what
Lord,
it is.
My Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate
good.
You guys so much. Oh, Jesus. God is awesome. God is awesome.
God is awesome.
You know, we're going to
move. Question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Good evening, Mr. OG. My question is, how long have you been working with the children in the community of the Great Choppy Dick?
Well, ma'am, to be perfectly honest with you, I just created it. It just started, and the only reason why I didn't go forward with it because I didn't have a facility or nothing to take them to.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, that's why I never moved forward. But now that you
yes,
guys
sir.
Have provided me with that facility, now I can go ahead on and move forward and start getting the parents' permissions and the parental signatures of parents
yes.
so they'll know where their kids are. And stuff like that, you know they safe with me, and they gonna be acting accordingly. You ain't gonna even know they from Joplin.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, they rolling with the OG. They know I do not play.
So, Mr. OG, my other question is, how long have you been walking with the Lord now since He saved you?
Well, I've been walking with the Lord now, honestly, you know, for 2 years. I've been
wonderful.
You know, yes, I He changed my life 2 years ago. I tell a
wonderful.
Story about it in one of my songs, you know,
it sounds like
you're
still going strong.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I am growing strong with the help of God, who I give all the glory for this. Without him, I am nobody. I'm just a nobody, you know, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can
save
anybody.
Come on. You
better
say anybody. What I told you, what I can share with you, Mother McCrary spoke some vital words to me, of course, in the scripture on last Monday night. She said, when you have been converted, to go back and strengthen your brother. And
yes,
I
ma'am.
Think that's what you're doing, and you're starting with the younger generation, because
yes,
they
ma'am.
Are our future of today, not tomorrow, but of today. So
yes,
we
ma'am.
Commend you, and we applaud you, and we pray that God would take you as far as he desired to take you, and you desire to go.
Oh, thank you very much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Again, if you guys need us, if you want them to come out, you can contact me, Catrice Tatum. My number is 214-417-4732. And now we're going to flip the table and go over to another ministry that I assist, which is Ladies on Fire for Christ, Minister Dorita McKinney.
All right.
And before I do that, were there any more questions for Carl? Okay.
What, does he have anything coming up soon, Catrice?
He does. Right now, on this coming Thursday, we're going to do Gospel Skate Night in Grand Prairie at the Forum. He's going to perform there for the children on October the 31st, which is, they call it Halloween or Halloween night, whichever one you want to call it. He's going to perform there. And then on November the 2nd, he's going to be at the Hutchins Senior Center, and he's going to open up there. He's actually going to open up there for me. The Hutchins Senior Center this coming Saturday, November the 2nd at 4 p.m. He'll be there opening up there.
Do you have an address for that? Do you have an address?
I do, Hutchins Senior. I believe it's. You know what? Give me just a second, and I apologize that I wasn't prepared for that question. But if you give me about 10 seconds, it is 500 Hickman, Hutchins, Texas, 75141. That's 500 Hickman, 75141, Hutchins, Texas.
Okay.
There was,
and there is a
wonderful
station of $5 if you want to come to the event. It's a What's My Purpose conference, and it is a $5 donation.
Okay.
Wonderful. And it starts at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
At 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock p.m.
4 o'clock. All right. Well, we'll get you to announce it again before the end of the show. So for those who haven't joined us yet, so that would be wonderful for us to take our kids to, our young adults. I have a grandson who's 13 that might need to be there. Amen. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now we're going to shift forward to another ministry that I work with, which is Ladies on Fire for Christ. And you can visit the website at ladiesonfire4christ.com. And that's none other than my good friend, Minister Dorita McKinney. Minister McKinney, where are you? Are you here?
I'm here.
All right. Bless God. Well, Minister McKinney, can you tell us a little bit about Ladies on Fire for Christ? Why did you come up with Ladies on Fire for Christ? How did that ministry come about?
Well, Ladies on Fire for Christ came about, I was picked by God, a willing vessel, through a dying experience in 2006, September 11, 2006, to be exact. He gave me a second chance, and I'm sure somebody out there knew about grace and mercy. Thank God for grace and mercy. He gave me a second chance to live, and in the midst of, while he was doing what he was doing with me, and giving me another chance to get it right, he was showing me things that I didn't understand, and at that time I didn't have anybody to go to see what was going on with me, naturally so and spiritually so. And he gave me a vision December 2006. I kept seeing women. And, you know, of course, at the time, I didn't know that that's what it was called, was a vision, okay? I was born and raised in church, but, you know, I wasn't paying attention. So it's a lot. I have a lot of things that God has opened my eyes to now that I was where I was in the midst of, and I hope I'm not going too fast or going all over. But,
take your time. Just take your time.
God gave me the vision with seeing women in a room, and I saw children, and he just made it real plain for me. And I was like, why do I keep seeing women and kids? And as I prayed to God, seeking him as to why did I keep seeing this, you know, he always has a word for us, and you never know from which angle it will come. And the vision was confirmed through different men and women of God, as well as God confirming for me again. And I made a vow, because at the time I was divorced with two children, living in an apartment in Cedar Hill, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I see now that you're wanting me to do something with women, but I see a room, but I'm in a two-bedroom apartment, townhouse, and it's a small living room, so, and I see a whole lot of women, so what you gonna do? How is this gonna happen? And he put the desire for me to have a home, something I never wanted, because, you know, I'm like too much maintenance, you know? I'd rather live in this. The lawn people do it, the apartment or whatever I'm renting, you know. But he put a desire in my heart to have a home. So I started praying for God to bless me with a home as a single woman with two children. And he did just that. And, you know, were asking me back when I was praying for that home, I was saying, Lord, you bless me with a home. I know you're showing me this, so bless me with a home so that I have somewhere to fit these women, a place for us to fellowship. And he showed me where there were teenagers there as well, and the teenager was there because they were going to watch over the little ones. Because,
right.
You know, in not just then, but even now, we think, people tend to think that there's nothing to do, you know, other than worldly things, that you can't have fun. And that's what this
Amen.
Was for, was for women, single women. At the time, it was single women. A lot of people I knew, they didn't have family here, but they had children. They never go anywhere. And that's what this fellowship was about when he showed it to me. For them to be able, the women to be able to bring their children to the same place they are. We are meeting in fellowship and having games. Their children are upstairs playing. Teenagers, responsible teenagers, up there watching the children while we are fellowshipping and fun, games, food, and encouraging words and prayer. And when God blessed me with the home, how soon do we forget when God blessed us and we make that vow?
Come
I
on,
forgot
man.
What I vowed to God. And
that's all right.
As I was, I'm sorry?
I said, that's all right, yes.
Yes, and as I was sitting in church, now this was 2006 of December, he blessed me to have a home built the following year, December. I was moving into my home, single with two children. Something I thought I'd never be able to do. But how many know that God, he has granted each and every one of us a measure of faith? And
yes,
me not knowing, when I say I was green, y'all, I was green with the spiritual, okay? I was very green. So I know God was with me the entire time. He was leading me and guiding me, and, you know, things were going on in my spirit as well as in my mind that I did not know, I did not understand. But, you know, all God wants is just a willing vessel. And I was at that point to where it was like, Lord, here I am with my hands up, surrendering everything. Whatever you want me to do, however you want me to do it, you know, just show me, you know, I'll go. And that's exactly what he did in the ministry. When he reminded me of that in church, it was 2008, I believe. My years are mixed up. But the ministry is 5 years old, okay? I started in my home, and the first one that I had in the home, I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? And he showed me food and all this. And remember, I'm single with daycare, car note, house note, high school son. I'm like, how am I going to do this? I don't even have, you know, really extra after I finished paying my bills and everything else. And the faith that God gave me, I said, you know, I'm going by faith. God showed this to me, so I know he's going to provide. Because if he brings me to it, he's going to see me through it. And that's what I had to keep telling myself. And if I tell you about that first fellowship, we had so much food, God sent women to just want to do. They call and ask, can I bring something? Can I do this? Can I do this? And
yes.
Since then, 5 years ago, it was 5 years, February 13th, 5 years, God has just been blessing. He's sending the women from as far as, well, Catrice is in Rowlett, but Arlington, Fort Worth, Wiley, Texas, they're just coming. Plano, they're coming. And it's really word of mouth. That's the way this ministry is. There are people hear about the ministry through someone else. And I thank God that now the ministry has outgrown my home. And so he has blessed the ministry to move to Lancaster, Texas. And thank God for First Baptist Church Lancaster. I am renting their fellowship hall once a month now. We meet every second Friday of the month. And if I tell you, when you just go as God leads you and don't worry about what the natural looks like, but if you look at things through the spiritual eye and not get distracted by what you don't have and trying to figure it out yourself, because, see, God already had it worked out, everything from the beginning to the end. And I must back up and say I am married now for four years. My God-sent husband, a great man of God who supports the ministry wholeheartedly, whatever he can do. And God is just really doing some things with us together in ministry as well. I am a faithful member of Loving Fellowship Baptist Church in DeSoto, Texas. And my husband's a deacon as well. And I'm first committed to the church and then my outside ministry. That's where I am at this time in my life. And the ministry is based on women, reaching out to women that single, divorced, separated, whatever. This women is for women to come and sharpen each other. There are a lot of hurting women out there, hurting spiritually, naturally so, you know, and some women, they know it's something that they're longing for, but they don't know what it is. Or some people just don't have anybody to talk to. Some have a lot of questions or whatever, but I thank God that he has given me a gift to meet the needs of each and every woman, not just a young adult, but older women as old as I. And one of the ladies I think we have two ladies that come, that they're in their 70s, and they have wisdom, okay? Wisdom, ladies with wisdom. But I'm just sharing with you the women that God is sending. And he showed me that in this season, in the ministry, he's sending women that are hungry, that are ready. They just need, you know how the baby just need a little help just to get them started?
Okay.
That's the way the women that he's sending in at this point. They want to break through. They want to break away from worldly things. They looking for something more, but some of them just really don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this ministry is based on. I have a passion for women. I have a passion for the souls. And I always say my statement is, if it don't reach for just one person, if one person is enlightened, if one person is saved, if one person is filled with the Holy Ghost, if one person is delivered that night, that's just enough for me. That's enough for me. That's all I want. And I guarantee, like I tell them, when you come to Ladies on Fire for Christ, I always tell them, expect the unexpected, because I never know how God is going to move. I am spirit-led, Holy Ghost filled. I believe in the Holy Ghost. If it's in the Word of God, I believe it, okay? And I try to live my life according to the Word of God. I'm not a hypocrite, okay? And I see a lot of different things going on with, you know, where people, they'll talk the talk, but they don't want to walk the walk, okay? But
come
I
on.
Thank God
come on.
That I'm in a place where I know what his word says. He's talking about being righteous and holy, and that's where a lot of the ladies, and I'm talking about ladies because that's my ministry, okay? The ladies, they hallelujah on Sunday, but then as soon as they leave out the church, they go and they drop it like it's hot, okay? But that's not the type of woman that God is wanting us to be. That's not what he called for us to be. There's a way to adore ourselves. There is a way that we should carry ourselves inside the house of God, outside the house of God, the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we dress. It all comes together. And it's not just about the outer appearance, because it's for the heart. But see, when your spirit is right, when your mind is ready, and you're really truly ready to see God and go for what you know with him, everything else is going to change. Everything else is going to change. Am I right? It'll change in time. Like I tell the ladies, it won't change overnight, you know. But if you are really truly ready,
and you surrendered everything to God, He gonna deal with your man. He gonna deal with your spirit man. You'll start changing. You won't even know. You won't understand why you're getting rid of your jeans. And trust me, I know. Okay, I still wear blue jeans, but I'm saying there's a way to wear them. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So that's what this ministry is about. It's just to encourage and uplift each other up in love. Bible says, "With love and kindness have I drawn thee," and that's what this ministry is. Full of love, fun. We cry together, we laugh together. We come, you know, we have games, icebreaker. We do a potluck and celebrate birthdays every month. And the last 3 years, God has showed me a vision for hats, heels, and bag brunch, and that's something that I do once a year, usually at the DeSoto Civic Center. And that's a big thing that happens every March for the last 3 years. So God is doing some great things with Ladies on Fire for Christ, and I take no credit because it's nothing that I do. It's not that I'm so good, because I'm not, because He said on our best day we're filthy rags, okay? So I'm trying to make it just like the next person, but everything that He's teaching me and through this, my spiritual mentors, my pastor, my first lady, I'm giving back. You know, I heard the young man say he was going to give back to his community. I want to give back to the women that are still out there lost in the world, okay? Because I want to see them saved, you know? So that's Ladies on Fire for Christ.
Amen. Well, I have a question. Is there a certain protocol that y'all follow at the once-a-month meetings, or do you have a topic that you discuss, or just how does that happen? What do you do?
I pray and I ask God each month, Lord, what is it that the women need to hear this day? What is it that you will have for them to hear for this month? And whatever He drops in my spirit, that's the way we go. And, you know, the ministry is not about me, okay? If He showed me someone else to bring encouraging words, because we all have a testimony. We all have been through something, okay? If He shows me, you know, someone else, then I go to whomever that person may be. And I'm always meeting people, seem like it, all the time, everywhere, you know? So it's just, you know, however He leads me, that's the way I go.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Is there anybody out there that would like to call in tonight at 310-982-4126 and have any questions for Minister McKinney or for Sister Catrice?
This is Catrice. You know, I just want to share a little bit of my testimony regarding Ladies on Fire for Christ. I came in April of 2011, and I was coming to, I was following one of my church members. Her name is Minister Dorsey, and she said, "Oh, come on, go over here with me. I'm going to go see." And I was like, "Okay." So I got dressed, I'm a little dressed, I'm a little shoes, got my Bible and all that, and we drove up to a house, and I was, you know, the Lord just, you know, He saved me into the fullest. Fill me with the Holy Spirit for real, and I ain't playing with this, about almost 3 years ago, December. And we got over there, and we walked in. I said, "How's she going to invite me over here to somebody's house? Now, these folks in a house, I ain't come over here to go to no church in no house. I thought she was going to be at the church." And so we got in there, and the minute that I walked in, everybody was so loving and welcoming. And then the spirit, I didn't understand what it was, but I know now was the spirit of the Lord was actually, the anointing was just indwelling in the place. And there was just so much love. So what it did for me, it allowed me to be around other women who were seeking after Christ wholeheartedly. And it became an outlet. It became a portal for me to have in my life every once a month. I had somewhere to go where I could be around other women that were seeking, and the word was coming forth. We were having fun. We were laughing. There was, you know, I was making friends, women that were really trying to be honest with God and not trying to straddle the fence. And I was like, wow, God. So I kind of got hooked in. But I honor God for the vision that He gave Minister Jarita, because it's because of her I have an outlet to go to once a month. I tell everybody, no, the second Friday of every month is dedicated to Ladies on Fire for Christ. I do absolutely nothing. My church comes first, yes. But on the second Friday of the month, I'm dedicated to that ministry because it saved my life.
It really saved my life. When she laid hands on me and ministered to me and was telling me some stuff that didn't nobody know but me and God, I thank God for how he has given her that gift, because God gives us all gifts. But I just honor God that he gave her that gift to speak to women. Not only women, she speaks to everybody. Whomever God leads her to speak to, that's just what she does. And she sees the real stuff. You know, and I don't mind, you know, I know when I cut up, she's somebody that I can go to and I can say, hey, you know what, I messed around and I slipped around and fell on, you know, I done been with Ray Ray or Bobo or whatever. You know, and I honor God that I can go to her and she'll pray with me and say, hey, sis, you know, you can't be doing that. You know, God ain't call, you know, God is calling you. He has you held to a high standard. You got to do X, Y, Z. And I receive that. And then she prays with me. And I tell you today, I was so down in my spirit, and we're kind of close, and she began to pray for me, and all the heaviness that I had on me left me, and the spirit of laughter fell upon me. So I just honor God for the vision that he has given her and how she is able to minister to the women of God that are broken and that have issues. God gave her that ministry, and she's running with it, and it saved my life.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful. And that's what we all need. We need somebody that we can go to and we can pray with and who makes us accountable for the things that we do in our life to keep us walking straight and in the narrow way that God has us to walk in, because this life is hard. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian woman today at all, because we have so many things that go on daily that just boggles our minds, that attack us from everywhere. Every corner of the universe, here comes something every day. And it is so good. That's what we try to encourage our listeners and our friends and our loved ones to do. Get you an accountability partner. Get somebody that you can trust that will speak into your life, that will help you walk this walk and keep you grounded and keep you focused on what God has for you. That includes the single women, because y'all fight a real hard battle, real hard battle. Because your flesh gets weak sometime, and you can't turn to anybody else. You don't know what to do sometimes. Even us Christian women, we have fleshly problems, and we go through things that don't nobody else know but you and the Lord. But when you have an accountability partner, when you have somebody that you can go to and talk to and be and tell them, look, I'm feeling something today, some kind of way, okay? And they tell you, I know what kind of way you're feeling, so let's pray about it, or let's talk about it, let's sound it out to each other. And it keeps us strong, and it keeps us healthy. And we thank God for your accountability partner, Sister McKinney. And Sister McKinney, we really thank you for lifting us up and telling us about your ministry tonight. And we just thank God for you being on the line tonight with us. And we thank God for just knowing you. And it has been a pleasure just talking to you and feeling your spirit in the Lord. It's just wonderful for sisters to come together and to be able to just talk to one another and, you know, be there for each other. And that's what our program is about, My Sister, My Friend. That's the name of our program. And we come together every Monday night to just help each other, to just lift each other up, and to just give information and encouraging words and tell you that, sisters, you're not alone. There's always a sister out there to help you. Somewhere, somehow. So we connect up with each other, and that's what we're all about, a connection, a network of sisters to help one another. Where one can't, another one can. All the time. So that's what we're here for. And we're wondering, is there any more questions or comments? Or we have a few more minutes. Beverly, or do you have any questions tonight?
No questions. I enjoyed hearing all of the ladies and Mr. OG. It's when the young lady was talking about the women that she's ministering to, I thought she was talking about My Sister, My Friend. When the Shonda came up with this program, that was exactly what she said she wanted to do, was to minister to women and help women. be able to discuss the problems and the issues that they face every day. So it's really nice to hear that God is giving you that ministry. When my health gets a little bit better, I might have to make a couple of Friday visits out there. It sounds like a nice place to be among women and to be encouraged and be able to talk and not feel like you're alone or that you'll be condemned, that someone will be praying for you and someone will be seeking God's face on your behalf so that you can become a better woman of God. My prayers will be with your ministry. And anytime you want to come on, my sister, my friend, I'm sure Sister Lewis will provide an opportunity. We'd like to hear more about your ministry and let other women know. So we'll send out an email blast and let other women know about your ministry and let them know that my sister, my friend, is a friend to your organization, because we got to save our young women. We're losing too many young women to the street. And we don't want them to see what the natural says is that's the way they're supposed to live their life. That's not what God intended for them to do. So I really will pray for your ministry, that God will anoint this ministry as he has and keep you lifted up and send more and more women to you so that you can save some of our young women off the street and help some that are being abused. We need a ministry such as yours. I pray that God will continue to do. And Mr. OG, I didn't understand some of their rap because I don't really know too much about it, but his ministry sounds like a very strong ministry that he can open up doors in Joppy. I don't know that much about Joppy, but anytime we can help save kids, that's what Granny's Place is about. We need to help our children before they're lost in the streets. And I don't want any more. If we can save one, like the young lady said, that would be great for me, everyone that we can save, and teach them that there's more to life than dealing drugs and stealing and robbing and shooting. And there's no land that we need to fight over. So if we can help any of these ministries, whether it be on a blog talk show or anything, please let Sister Woods know, and we'll try and help in any way we possibly can, because we need to work together so that we can save our children.
Amen.
Yes.
Do you have any questions or any more comments or anything you would like to add?
Good evening, Minister McKinney.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, ma'am. You know, it is so wonderful to hear that God gave someone else the same vision around the same time, about 6 months apart. He gave me that vision and since revamped Ashes of Beauty to include the breast cancer component. So it behooves me as well as gives me pleasure that now I also have somewhere to go on second Fridays of every month like I used to present for 4 years. So, you know, God is really amazing because now we can make the connection and still can move on just under this different ministry. So when is your next meeting?
Actually, the next meeting, it will be in service format, a vision that God gave me. He said it's a time for the women to come together in a war cry. And that was what he gave me, and the thing was let a revival break out in me. Because, see, the revival starts with us, with each and every one of us. And there are a lot of women, men as well, that are in bondage. And he showed me a vision with ladies with army fatigue. That's what I saw in a vision, and I prayed about it, and it didn't go away. And he confirmed, he said, go. So I'm going. And so November the 8th, Friday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m., that's what we will be doing. We will have a war cry. We'll have some great anointed women of God going forth, speaking on the battle, fighting in a war, and we're going to end it with a war cry, revival night.
What time does your meeting start every second Friday of every month?
7:30.
7:30. Okay, wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. And congratulations on your new location.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen. Very good. Amen. God is working some miraculous things these days, isn't he? He's not through yet. He's not through yet. All right, ladies. Are there any other comments? Catrice, do you have anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Not really. I'm just excited about everything that's going on this week with, you know, OG Ministries, and on next week with Ladies on Fire for Christ. Ladies on Fire for Christ Ministries. I'm always in website mode, but I'm just excited about what God is doing for the kingdom and for the souls. Because, like I say, with Ladies on Fire for Christ Ministries, I see ladies that get filled with the Holy Ghost on you know almost every Thursday. I mean, and she even does. She didn't really say everything that she does, but, you know, she had a class teaching us about the Holy Ghost and all this, and I'm like, wow, you know, because I'm still learning. God is still, I'm in the spiritual, but God is still showing me things that I need to know, so I thank God for him giving her wisdom so that she can give me that wisdom. She's almost like my accountability partner, because if I feel like I'm getting off, I'll call her or she'll text me, so I thank God for that. You know, that union that he created, and I thank God for what he has allowed her to do just for the souls, you know, because like LaShandra Lewis said earlier, we as women, we do struggle, and I'm single. You know, I was in an 11-year relationship to where, you know, it took me to leave him for him to realize who I was, but after that, God had freed me. He had released me, so I needed an outlet, and I thank God that, you know, 3 months down the line, God sent me to Ladies on Fire for Christ Ministries, and that was where God was pruning and shaping me, you know, not only through that ministry, but through my church and being around other women that were wholeheartedly seeking Christ. I thank God for that. I thank God for Ladies on Fire for Christ Ministries and even OG Ministries, you know, how we're going out and we're connecting with, you know, those that are lost. You know, children come up and talk to Carl and say, hey, you know, I really like that. Old women, you know, and they're like, I don't even like rap, because I'm one of those. I didn't even like rap. So I thank God for how, and I said it, we were on Heaven 97 on this past Saturday.
Yes.
And I said I hated rap. Ugh, I ain't understand it. It was so gibberish. And when I heard him, I saw an anointing at the time that he was bringing that song. He was singing, I Know I've Been Changed. And I was like, wow, okay, wow. And that was for me. I Know I've Been Changed. Because the angels in heaven done signed my name.
All
I
right.
thank God for that. I really do. I thank God for that. It's a new school rap with an old school flavor, and God allowed me to connect with him, and we're running. We're running. You know, I thank God for the people that are coming in off of listening to his music, the young, the old. He even has some young men that are following him at shows and young women that are showing up, and I just wanted to hear it. Of course, let me say this. Carl O.G. Williams is married to Karen Williams. He has a wife for 13 years. So let me just put that out there. He is not single. He has a mate. God has blessed him with a mate. I just want to put that out there. So, you know, I just honor God for both those ministries that he has allowed me to become a part of. You know, I don't know where God is going, but I'm listening and being obedient to the Spirit concerning both the ministries that he has allowed me to be a part of.
Amen.
Amen. God bless it. God bless you for being a part. And where you are doing his work, he will bless it. He will bless it. I'm wondering, is anybody else on the line that would like to have a comment or a concern or a question? The line is open now for you to say whatever you need to say or whoever you want to ask a question to. We have an open line at 310-982-4126. Give me a call or any of the ladies that are on the line. If they have any questions, comments, or concerns, now is the time. We have about 10 more minutes to go, so if anybody has any announcements they would like to make or give us some more information about your ministry or call us and tell us about your ministry, you're welcome to do so, because we're thanking God for putting all the women together tonight to just express themselves and tell about the goodness of God. If anybody has a testimony that they want to share, if anybody has a concern that they want to talk about, we're open. We're open for the next 10 or 12 minutes to do that. So
I have
go
a praise
ahead,
report.
Go ahead with your praise report.
Right. This is Lady Henderson. And for anyone that knows me, when I look for things, when I say things, items to do, either banquets or get-togethers or the functions that we do for Ashes of Beauty or for Hope of Glory Fellowship, I always find everything on Craigslist. Excuse me. Well, tonight I found this lady just got married at the end of September, and she had 9 packages of 250-count double-ply China napkins for $30. So that's $3.30 a packet.
Right.
So we were going to meet tomorrow, but the Holy Spirit impressed upon me to meet with her tonight. So I've been on the line as I've been traveling on 30, because I told her I was willing to go the extra mile since I wasn't available, and she needed tomorrow, but tomorrow didn't work for me. So, nevertheless, in my prayer time this morning, I told the Lord as well as asked the Lord, I really need a contact person with the Parkland Breast Center. And guess what?
Yes.
What's the contact? Yes, lady. She's the director of the Breast Center for Parkland.
Wow.
Look at God.
So,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just praising God, the Hispanic young lady. I'm like, thank you, God. She said, how long have you been doing this? I said, 5 years, but he just revamped it a year ago to include breast cancer, which also includes me. Isn't that wonderful?
My God.
It's wonderful. You know what I always tell you? You have not because you ask not. You know, all you have to do is just ask.
And
he's
going to
work it out.
Just like that. Just like with Brother OG tonight, he opened his mouth because the closed mouth doesn't get fed. He let his request be made known not only to God, but also to man, and God granted grace, which is favor.
Yeah.
And God placed himself right in to provide that.
And
Minister McKinney said, this is the season that we're in. He's just looking for yielded vessels.
Yes,
right.
And as
that's
we
right.
step, he opens the door as we step.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
My
praise be to God. Praise you, Father. You are such a magnificent and wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get me started, because you know it don't take much for me to praise
him.
Thank you. Well, I do have, I want to give a praise report also how God is changing my life and changing me, because you know what? I have always been where I am now and have always been as calm as I am. Today was my first day back to work, and you know the devil has started when I got in the door, because somebody was supposed to have been doing my work, ain't did nada, not a thing. I work for Methodist, so I do claims, and when I got back, there was 497 claims, all starting at the end of September. And up to today, 400. I was devastated because I had asked my manager, you know, to take over, to have somebody to do that for me, and she said that she would. But and her reply was, I thought they were being done. I didn't check them. Okay, and you know, that just, I was fit to be tied right then. The old me would have just went real bad on her right then.
Yeah.
What you supposed to be a manager, and you ain't this, and in my mind would have been, yah, 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 yah. Okay? But guess what? God say no. because what happened is, he said, I got a blessing for you. He said, you going to go in and do the overtime to get it caught up when they aren't even supposed to be letting you do it. And she said, that's what I want you to do. I said, well, yes, praise God. I ain't going to even complain because he know exactly what I needed. Exactly. Because my funds was low. But now it will not be. Thank you, Lord. You always make a way. You done worked it out. If I don't know how to act and I act like you tell me to act, you going to work it out. That's my testimony tonight. Cause don't say nothing. Just wait for him. I said, oh, praise you, God, because you already know how my finances was. You done already made a way right there. I was already worried about it. Yeah, I said, okay, can you do it for me? And that's what he did. So I praise God for his goodness. I praise God for his mercy. I can shout. My sanctuary at work is the bathroom. I go to the bathroom and praise the Lord right then. It was me. God is good. That is good. All you got to do is just ask. You don't have it because you don't ask for it. And so I just wanted to share that with, if you hold your tongue and be submissive to what God's will is, he going to work the rest of it out for you. For anybody that's listening, take that. Run and tell that. And I want to thank the ladies if they're listening tonight. We had a magnificent prayer breakfast on October the 12th. Mr. Henderson was one of our speakers. And when I tell you she done walked that out, she was Rahab walked up in the house, y'all. When I tell you God just came in that place, blessed us. Oh my God, it was wonderful. Amen. God did that thing. And also I want to tell our listening audience and invite any of my friends that are listening, the Women of Distinction from the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church will be in retreat from November the 8th to the 10th in Lakeview Conference Center in Waxahachie, Texas. We're planning on having a marvelous, marvelous time in the Lord. Every year that is our time, and God shows up, shows out. We come back never the same. There's always a change in what God has for us. We just anticipating his presence, and we know we're going to have a good time. So if you ladies are not busy, on Sunday morning we have our final services, which will be at 9 o'clock. We have a minister. Her name is Brenda Williams, who will be speaking, a dynamic woman of God. She'll walk that thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to have a word for you. So, and Minister Henderson will be joining us. We was trying to get Sister Beasley to come on down, and she haven't gave me no answer yet, but I'm still working on her.
I will come the minute you tell me I can get my own hotel room.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You don't have to spend the night. You could just come for the festivities and go home. It's Waxahachie, 30 minutes, maybe 15 minutes away from your house. Okay? Just out 35. It ain't far. It ain't not far. But, ladies, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We thank you that you were available to join us and tell us about your ministries and how God has been blessing you. And thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for just everything that you've done tonight. And we ask that you continue to pray for my sister, my friend. Pray for your sisters. Pray for all of those that are involved in your ministries. And let's just keep each other lifted up. Minister McKinney, are you still with us?
Yes.
Would you do me the honor of praying us out tonight?
Amen.
Yes. Thank God for the opportunity, ladies. I've enjoyed it, and I'll be in prayer for you, and you do the same for me. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this this Blog Talk Radio, oh God, Lord, for it's not just a talk, God, but this talk is about you, God. You are the center, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the doors that you've opened, Lord. We thank you for the doors that you're opening even now, oh God. Lord, I ask right now that you just continue to lead us and guide us, oh God. Bless the women that are broken, oh God. Bless those that are wanting more of you, God. Lord, just continue to use each and every one of us in a mighty way, oh God, that we may go forth, oh God, in your name, oh God, and in your strength, oh God. Lord, and I just pray blessings over this line, oh God, over the director of the line, oh God. Lord, let blessings come her way, oh God, OG Ministry, oh God. Lord, bless him, oh God. Lead him and guide him, oh God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank Mr. Carl tonight for being in with the ladies today. We appreciate your presence.
You.
And we appreciate what God is doing in your life. And what I'll do is I'll call Catrice in a little bit and get your number, and we can talk about how we can help your cows. All
yes,
right?
Thank you,
in Jesus' name, we thank all of you, and everyone have a wonderful night. God bless you, and we will see you next Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Join us, even if you just call and listen, or if you want to comment, or whatever we're doing, please join us. We love you, and we'll accept you whenever you call. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good
night. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.